This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and joined now by our senior producer, Steve Proffitt, who is wearing his letters hat today.
Yes, Alex, and I do think I'm looking rather jaunty.
So what has got our listeners riled up?
Let's start way back a week ago when on Monday you interviewed Princeton Lyman.
He's a former Assistant Secretary of State, one of 26 former diplomats and military commanders who signed a letter urging voters to vote against President Bush, throw him out of office because they say his administration has undermined the U.S. relationship with our allies.
Right. Major Terry Considine, an officer in the U.S. Air Force, objected to that interview, writing, "Is it newsworthy when a group of Democrats wish to see the president voted out of office?"
Major Considine goes on to say, "Why is this news when the Swift Boat Veterans for Truth held a similar news conference to denounce John Kerry and you chose to ignore them?"
Alex, we should point out that the folks who signed the letter regarding President Bush were Democrats and Republicans, professional diplomats and military officers who served under both Republican and Democratic administrations.
Okay, well, what else is raising controversy?
Badminton.
I don't think we even covered badminton.
Yes, we did, badminton. In his review of the new TV show, Dodgeball, that aired last Tuesday, Andrew Wallenstein slipped in this seemingly innocuous comment.
"Unless the Olympics accept dodgeball, and hey, if badminton qualifies, anything's possible."
Well, that brought out the defenders of the game of badminton, that is, John Davidson of Southern New Jersey, who says he enjoys NPR but sadly has never contributed, challenges Andy Wallenstein to a badminton match. Yes, if Andy wins, Mr. Davidson will contribute, and he adds, "On the other hand, your apology to badminton players everywhere might be the less strenuous way out."
Okay, and so to those badminton players everywhere, here is our TV critic's mea culpa.
"I would like to issue my deepest apologies to the legions of badminton fans out there."
Thank you for that, Andy, and we trust all of you listening. You're all contributing to your stations now, aren't you? We hope so. Anyway, Mr. Davidson, please send your money to your local station now.
And moving right along, lots of nice letters about Scott Carrier's story about a dog named Fritz.
Scott is a contributing writer to Day to Day. In fact, he's got a piece that's coming up next on our show. Anyway, he met a woman, Pat Walker. She's a bartender in a little town along the Green River in Wyoming. Her dog, Fritz, had gone blind, but still engaged in his favorite pastime, catching a Frisbee.
Let's listen to a moment.
"While Pat was talking to me, she wasn't throwing the Frisbee, and Fritz was getting impatient. He was standing there between us, and I was holding the microphone up to Pat, and suddenly he jumped up and bit down on the end of the microphone."
Fritz, easy.
From North Carolina, Liz Driesen wrote in to say she heard the story while she was driving in the sweltering heat. "Imagining the dog tooth dent in your microphone," she writes to Scott, "and hearing Neil Young ramp up at the end was an instant of kairos for me."
And she added this explanation. Kairos is a Greek word that means exactly the right moment, the exact, appropriate, and perfect instant for something to happen. No word in English for that, she said.
And when you have that special moment, write us, won't you?
Our address is daytoday@npr.org. Do our letters editor a favor, that's Steve, include your name, where you live, and how to pronounce your name.
Oh, and if you put the word comment in the subject line, it will help distinguish your email from the ocean of spam in our mailbox. It's daytoday@npr.org.
And thank you, Steve Proffitt, and you can take off the letters editor hat now.
Thank you, Alex.